presenting a project in the news.
You must admit that we are facing a serious problem. I mean that the number of car accidents and casualties has been increasing dramatically. You will agree with me that we must react now. Surely, the most sensible thing to do is to take measures at the national level. The project consists in implementing a series of traffic regulations. It can be divided into 6 parts. Let me go over the various parts in turn. The first action consists in making it compulsory to install frontal and lateral airbags in all existing cars. I would like to add that car speed should be reduced to 95 kilometers per hour on motorways. Moreover, I think that laws should enforce a 30 kilometers per hour speed limit downtown. Contrary to what is done in Germany and Italy, we should follow the American example that has proved to be so successful in limiting road casualties. It is a well-known fact that the number of trucks is excessive on weekends. Therefore, I suggest that we ban trucks on roads on weekends. I mean, from Friday 8 p.m. till Sunday 8 p.m. Let me finish. I would like to remind you that the majority of accidents results from drinking and driving. Therefore, I propose that we multiply police controls. Just one more thing. I would like to focus your attention on one particular sensitive point. What's the use of having fast and powerful engines? We may wonder. I therefore plan to increase tax rates on cars whose power exceeds 9 HP. There is one striking advantage to that project. It should reduce the number of casualties substantially. I suppose you are going to tell me there is a drawback. It would cost too much, mostly in police controls. The estimated cost, the bottom line for the government, would amount to 1 million euros. Let me put that into perspective. If we consider the number of lives it would save, it is clear that this would be money well spent. At first sight, it seems that those measures would reduce the citizens' freedom. But if we take a closer look, it turns out that it saves lives. To sum up, I would like to stress that this project has the main advantage of making our roads safer and more pleasant.